Friday morning, JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. How are you?
I'm very well this morning, Mike.
What do you reckon? CPI, what's the number?
It's got to be up in those high sort of 0.8, 0.9s. I think that's where we're going to, and the risk is to the upside. So, yeah, we're looking ahead to the inflation figures, and inflation has somehow made it into mainstream conversation this week, Michael, or maybe I'm deluding myself, maybe it hasn't, but there's certainly more people talking about than would normally be, and inflation erodes the spending power of your money, and when it gets bad, particularly bad, it disincentivizes saving. But look, the central bank theory at the moment is that a little bit is okay, so 2%. So that's the what we have sort of inflation targeting all the way around the world, central banks around the world. Now, one of the aspects of the RBNZ monetary policy review issued this week was that they acknowledged that the consumer price index for the June and September quarters could be stronger than is consistent with the current RBNZ mandate. So the June quarter is due out today. Certainly consensus expectations confirm that RBNZ view. I mean, the RBNZ mandate, we've been through this a million times. Keep inflation in a band, 1% to 3%, midpoint is 2%. And basically, inflation has tracked along within that pretty consistently for 10 years. If you look at the numbers, we've only had two instances, as far as I can see, when we've actually had an annual figure above 2%. So there are some people are up at those high 0.9s today. That will put inflation at around 3%, so highs for a decade. A lot of those market estimates were calculated prior to that rents info and food price info that came out earlier this week. So that'll nudge up the estimates a little bit as well. The other thing, Mike, is that rental data or the rent data lags the house price index. So you would expect, given what's happened with the house price index, to see rental inflation, which is part of a big chunk of the CPI. You'd expect that to firm up over the coming months. And the other thing you've got to factor in here is that inflationary expectations are self-fulfilling. And there's a very easy explanation to that. It's really easy to raise your prices if everyone thinks the price is going to go up. There's not a lot of resistance. If your customers think the price is going to go up and you put them up, they don't go and shop elsewhere. So we know in the retail context, there's almost universal consensus that prices will go up. So look, we'll wait and see today, won't we?
Yeah, another interesting day. E-Road, they're a good news story.
That's it. I wanted to finish the week on a positive note. I want to put a positive sort of note. I want to central banks, inflation, interest rates, they will hog the spotlight this week. Let's talk about a local listed company called E-Road, and it's buying another local company called Cortex Limited. And there's two themes here that piqued my interest. The first one is, we've got a local tech business staying in New Zealand ownership, and that goes against this recent trend we've seen of successful tech businesses being snapped up by offshore owners. And the other one is the extent to which the transport industry has now moved to almost complete electronic collection of things like road user data, which 10 years ago was absolutely not the case. So E-Road, dual listed, NZX, ASX, they have electronic fleet management systems, so calculates road user charges, does health and safety compliance, operates in New Zealand, Australia, significant presence in the US as well, out of Portland. So the whole industry has really moved towards this electronic collection of all this data. Share price of E-Road got smacked last March down to about, with everyone else, down to about $2. Now it's $6.33, so very strong bounce back. Cortex is a privately owned local business. My understanding is that it is a rival to E-Road, also what is called a telematics system provider. E-Road's buying 100%. They went into trading halt yesterday, successfully issued about $64.4 million worth of shares. That'll fund what is a $158 million upfront payment, another $30 million on an earn-out basis. Cortex has a mix of shareholders. There's the original founders, there's some venture capital and private equity in there as well. And this will accelerate E-Road's business into the North American, hopefully become a global player and another giant success story.
Fantastic. What are the numbers?
There you go. Dow Jones, down 26 points, 34,906. The S&P 500 down 30 points also, 4,343, and the NASDAQ taking a bit of a hit, down 151 points, just over 1%, 14,493. Overnight, the FTSE 100 down 80, 7,012. The Nikkei down 329, 28,279. That's just over 1%. The Shanghai Composite up 36, 3,564. On the Australasian markets, the ASX 200 down 19 yesterday, 7,335. That's about a quarter of a percent loss. And we lost 0.38% on the NZX 50 yesterday, down 49 points, 12,671. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar against the US on the wholesale markets, 0.6970, 0.9399 Aussie, 0.5905 euro, 0.5047 pounds, 76.59 yen. Gold, $1,829.36, and Brent crude, $73.92.
You have a fantastic weekend. Appreciate your time as always. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.